Day 319, Wednesday, December 20th. 2 Samuel 23:18 to 39 and 1 Chronicles 11:20 to 47. 2 Samuel 23:18 to 39 NKJV. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Was he not the most honored of three? Therefore he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day, and he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, so he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and won a name among three mighty men. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. And David appointed him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30, Elnathan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Haradite, Elika the Haradite, Helez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ekesh the Tekoite, Abizar the Anathothite, Mebani the Hushathite, Zaman the Ahaite, Maharai the Netophathite, Haleb the son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai from Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah a Parathonite, Hittai from the brooks of Gosh, Abi-Alban the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhamite, Eliab the Shalbanite, of the sons of Joshin, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sharar the Hararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Machathite, Iliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbit, Egal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Beerothite, armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, and Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. 1 Chronicles 11:20-47 NKJV. Abishai the brother of Joab was chief of another three. He had lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Of the three he was more honored than the other two men. Therefore he became captain. However he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. In the Egyptian's hand there was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and won a name among three mighty men. Indeed he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three. And David appointed him over his guard. Also the mighty warriors were Asahel the brother of Joab, Elnathan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Hararite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ekesh the Tekoite, Abizar the Anathothite, Sibichai the Hushathite, Il the Ahaite, Maharai the Netophathite, Huld the son of Baana the Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Harai of the brooks of Gosh, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharamite, Eliab the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shaggai the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Yor, Hepher the Makarathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Neri the son of Ezbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mabhar the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Barathite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali. Adinya the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Makkah, Joshaphat. The Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shama and Jael the sons of Hotham the Aurorite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Hoah his brother, the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite, Jerubiah and Joshaviah the sons of Elnaam, Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Hasiel the Mazobite. Daily deep dive. We already read part of 2 Samuel 23, the section on David's mighty men. When we read 2 Samuel 5 in week 46, we will come back to the beginning of 2 Samuel 23 when we get to the beginning of 1 Kings. The UCG reading program states, in these sections the rest of David's mighty men are listed. One person of real interest here is Benaiah, with whom Solomon will later replace Joab. It may be surprising to find this man fighting on a snowy day, 2 Samuel 23:20, but a light snowfall is not unusual in the Judean hill country during the winter. Nelson Study Bible, note on verses 20-23. We read, furthermore, that David put Benaiah over his guard, a term literally meaning his obedience, that is, those who were bound to obey and protect David. Same note. Elsewhere, we see that Benaiah was made commander of the Kerethites and Pelethites, 2 Samuel 8:18, an elite force of David's army made up of foreign mercenaries from Crete and Philistia who will later prove extremely loyal to David, 2 Samuel 15:18-22. It appears that this group, which will eventually swell to 600 men, is synonymous with David's personal guard, like the Praetorian Guard of the Roman emperors. And, I don't have anything else to add to this day.